And the deal with Boeing and the Chinese was followed shortly after by another contract to supply aircraft to Dubai's Emirates Airlines. But it's not just Boeing announcing the deals, it's European rival Airbus. It's also been very busy, and more deals are set to be signed at the Dubai Air Show. So earlier I spoke to Howard Wheeldon of Dow Jones Newswires.
It's pretty big, and of course it's combined with the Dubai Air Show, which is an air show where you would expect to see large orders, particularly coming from the Middle East airlines. I think what's significant, two factors. One, great news for Boeing. It puts Boeing back on par with its great competitor Airbus industry. But more importantly, I think the message is that the power of the Middle East airlines, particularly Dubai, but there are others too, Kuwait, it's showing that they are leading forward. They're the ones that are buying all these aircraft, and huge, huge orders. I mean, accounting for up to half of the order books of both aircraft main global aircraft producers. They are the ones that are powering through. They are the ones that are hugely hugely profitable. They're the ones that are going to rule the world in terms of the in terms of airline growth over in the coming years. Of course, on top of China, China has to get its domestic role sorted out first, i.e. that's why it's ordering 777s. China will become a great international force in the years ahead too.
How come they're the ones that are growing and the more established airlines, say British Airways, for example, they're not growing as much?
Simple answer to that is they're in the growth markets, whereas Europe and US are mature markets. They are suffering, the Europeans and the Americans are suffering from the low-cost carriers. They are uncompetitive. They are not making the profits. They're not able to replace their aircraft. Just look at British Airways. It won't take a new aircraft on board until the end of 2007. It can't afford yet to replace its fleet, and it used to have the youngest fleet of all.
That was Howard Wheeldon.